Dan McLaughlin, Randy Carricker, 101 ESPN in St. Louis. The Cards do open their series with the Padres tonight. As Emily mentioned, Dan will have the call on Bally Sports Midwest. Tomorrow night, we have the Cards and the Padres, 7 o'clock pregame from ESPN Radio. And the great Dan Schulman will be on the call. And Dan joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Dan, it's always great to hear your voice. It's always great to hear you doing Cardinal baseball. Looking forward to tomorrow night. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Randy. Good to talk to you guys. Yeah, I don't get to do the Cardinals as much as I used to. They, you know, back when I was doing Sunday Night Baseball or doing more radio for ESPN, it felt sometimes like I did more Cardinal games than any other team. You know, Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers included. So I'm looking forward to doing the games tomorrow and Sunday against the Padres.
You know, it's been great, Dan, not seeing you. That means that it's not going on national TV, so we actually get to work. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Now, come on. That's a little disingenuous. Everybody loves, you love getting the odd weekend off. Everybody loves getting the odd weekend off, right?
Yeah, sometimes, you know. I tell you this, I didn't like having two-thirds of a season off last year. I didn't like that. I know that. So it's good to have baseball back. It's awesome to have baseball back.
It really is. And I was talking about that with somebody just the other day, and I said, isn't it nice just that the rhythm of the season is what we're all accustomed to. Like if this were last year, we'd be like 60-65% of the way through the season already. It's crazy. So it is nice where, you know, Memorial Day means you're kind of at the quarter pole and 4th of July means you're kind of halfway and stuff like that. And you can talk about trade deadlines and things in a normal sense. So I'm thrilled. And you know, there have been, obviously the Padres are having an issue. The Yankees are having an issue, but you guys know because the Cardinals went through it last year, but so far so good for the most part, and looks like everybody's going to be able to get through 162.
What's it like, Dan, with the Blue Jays outside of your great work on the national stuff? And you are fabulous at what you do.
Thank you.
And I mean that sincerely. You do the Blue Jays too. And that has been such a unique situation in the sport because of trying to get whether or not to play over the border, to get, you know, guys up there to play, and you can't do it. And then they're at a minor league park or they're at Buffalo. So what are they going to do now that things are starting to open up, especially south of the border here in the United States? What is going to happen with the Blue Jays, you think, for the remainder of this season?
So they are opening up a homestand tonight in Dunedin, which is there, for those who don't know, their spring training home. They've got a ballpark there and their whole player development complex and et cetera. So they are opening up, I guess it's their third homestand of the season. This will be their last one in Dunedin because of the heat and the rain happening as often as it does during the summer. This will be it for Dunedin. And their next homestand, which starts June the 1st, will be in Buffalo, which is where their AAA affiliate is. And it's where they played their home games last year. In terms of whether or not they get to cross the border, the honest answer is, I don't know. For most of the pandemic, relatively speaking, Canada was doing pretty well. Our vaccines rolled out much slower than they did in the United States. So our COVID rates have not come down as quickly as we would like. It's starting to improve now. Our supply is improving. But I don't know. The situation here is not great. You know, and last year, the reason the Blue Jays couldn't play in Canada is we were doing pretty well and they didn't want to open up the border. Now, if things are actually going better in the U.S. than they are in Canada, the situation's kind of reversed. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. The federal government has to decide whether or not they want to let them in. You know, but if the Blue Jays are vaccinated and the Orioles and the Yankees and the Red Sox and all the teams they're playing are vaccinated, to me, that lessens the risk. But as we know, there's no such thing as eliminating risk. And so sorry for the long answer to the short question, but I'm hoping maybe by August they can come back and spend the last couple of months in Toronto, but I honestly have no idea if that's possible.
That'd be great. Dan Schulman has the call for the Cards and Padres tomorrow night here on 101 ESPN. And Dan, as you mentioned, you saw a lot of the Cardinals over the years, and they've always had multiple impact hitters until the last few years. Even with the addition of Paul Goldschmidt for the last couple of years, they needed something else. Now they get the rookie Dylan Carlson, and obviously they add one of the four or five best players in the game in Nolan Arenado. As you get ready for this game, how do you think the Cardinals stack up in the Central and in the rest of the National League?
I think right now they're the best team in the Central. That's an easy thing to say, given that they're in first place. So I wouldn't sleep on Milwaukee. And I know that you guys just saw the Brewers. The Brewers have had an extreme number of injuries. And I think, you know, if they get healthy, they're a team to be reckoned with. And the Cardinals and Brewers have had enough great matchups over the years that I'm sure nobody in St. Louis does take Milwaukee lightly. But when I look at some of the Cardinals' offensive numbers, and I kind of dug in on it this morning. I had the Blue Jays the last week, but now I'm off this weekend. So I started doing my Cardinal prep in earnest this morning. You know, as you guys know, offense is down all around baseball. Like a 740 OPS may not sound great, but it's actually pretty good this year, considering how dominant pitching has been. So I think they're going to be fine offensively. You know, Goldschmidt's picking it up, and you know what you're going to get. And as you mentioned, you've got Arenado. Tyler O'Neill's having a nice year. He's hitting for power. You neglected to mention Mr. Yadi Molina and his 900 OPS out of the gate so far. Yeah, it really is. So I think they're good. What I like best about them, I think, is the key guys on their – like, I'm a huge Jack Flaherty fan, an enormous Jack Flaherty fan. And you know, he can start game one of a playoff series any day. John Gantz, obviously – been pitching well. Adam Wainwright's doing some great things for a guy who's turning 40 in a couple of months. And then their top three relievers in Reyes and Gallegos and Cabrera. Like, the key spots, I think, they've got really good people. And then, is it a question in July if you go out and get, like, a mid-level starter or just another, you know, reliable reliever to help you in the sixth and seventh inning? I think they've got the core pieces, and I think they can fill in around the edges as the season goes along.
What do you think of Arenado in St. Louis? You've been through this town many, many times. You know about the fan base. To me, Dan, it's like the perfect fit, match made in heaven. What are your thoughts as a guy that's doing national games and having a pretty good understanding about what baseball is like in this town?
It's a fantastic fit. And I've always loved coming to St. Louis. And you guys know this, that some people outside of St. Louis, when somebody like me says, you know, it's such a unique environment and everybody's wearing red and what a great relationship between the team and the town. And, you know, there's some eye rolling in other cities, but I think it's valid. And I think I feel that way for two reasons. One is I've gotten a chance to come to St. Louis so often and see it. And the other is, and this is a weird one, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and I see similarities between the relationship between the Packer team and the town and the Cardinals team and the city of St. Louis. So I do think it's a special relationship. And I think this is going to sound really sappy and sentimental. I think somebody as good as Nolan Arenado deserved the opportunity to play in a baseball town as good as St. Louis. He's that good. He's been that good. He's still that good. And nothing against Colorado. They had some good teams. He went to the playoffs a couple of times, but it was clear that it was time to move on and that he wasn't going to play out the rest of his contract for the Rockies. So, you know, a guy who makes that much is only going to wind up in a certain number of places. Like, he wasn't going to the Rays or the Marlins or the Orioles or the Pirates or something like that. But I think it's great for him that he can go to work every day and say, man, so this is what it feels like. And he's a great guy. I got to know him a tiny bit from doing the odd Rockies game here and there. He was always very cordial, and we had, you know, nice brief discussions and I don't know what he's been like, you know, locally since he's gotten there, but I imagine he's been great because I think he's a really good guy and I'm happy for him. He deserves to play in that kind of an environment.
Hey, Dan, not only has he been great, he hit that home run in the home opener. A couple here in St. Louis was having a baby. They were watching the game in their labor and delivery room, and they changed the name that they had decided on. They had decided on Easton and decided to name the baby Nolan, and Arenado did a video thanking them for naming the baby Nolan.
So, but did they say, like, if Paul DeYoung, would it have been Paul? Like, were they just going with whoever hit the home run?
It was based on him and Dan McLaughlin's call that, and Nolan was the guy. The baby was born, and the dad said, this doesn't look like an Easton. And we had the couple on talking about it, and he said, well, how about Nolan? And with all of the fun and all of the drama surrounding Nolan Arenado that day, no, it was only going to be Nolan Arenado.
Well, I'll tell you that dad had more say in the names of his kids than I did in mine. I can tell you that.
No kidding. Yeah. Hey, as you get ready for this series, obviously it's good for the Cardinals. They don't see Snell. They don't see Darvish. They won't see Tatis Jr. They won't see Hosmer. They won't see Myers. The weekend kind of sets up well for the Cardinals.
It really does. And the pitching thing is one thing. You don't wish a COVID outbreak on any team, but, you play who you play, you get who you get. And you're right, the Padres are shorthanded. Still a very dangerous team, still obviously a lot of good players, and a team that the Cardinals and you guys know very well from the playoffs last year. So I'm sure there's a lot of respect. But I'm really looking forward to it. They're two of the better teams in the National League. And I'm just doing a little bit of ESPN radio stuff here and there. But when they asked me, am I available this weekend? I always kind of with one eye look at I want to know, well, who's playing first? You know?
Yeah.
Well, when they told me it was Cardinals and Padres, I was very glad I was available, and I'm really looking forward to it. And even with the Padres being shorthanded, it should be a heck of a series.
Dan, with all the games you've done, and it's hard to believe this is the 10-year anniversary of the 11 Club here in St. Louis, and you were behind the mic in that famous Game 6 of David Freese. Is that the best game you've ever called or ever seen?
I'll split it into two. So I get asked a fair bit about, highlights I've had in calling games. That is my favorite game that I've ever called. There's no question. And I always say to people, if the people aren't from St. Louis and I say, St. Louis, Texas in the World Series, they don't necessarily remember it right away. But then I say, listen, there have only been three times in baseball history where a team was a strike away from winning the World Series and didn't do it. And twice, two of the three were in that game.
Right.
So how can that not, right? So now if you say to me, hey, what happened in the first 7.5 or 8 inning? I'm not sure I can tell you that.
It was a terrible
9,
game.
9, 10, and 11. Pardon me?
It was a terrible game prior to
that, right,
you know,
right.
But, that
but
time.
9, 10, and 11 were the best I've ever seen. I know this is the wrong town to say this in, but I called the Cubs World Series. How many people can say that? I called the Bartman game in 2003. And all of this is for ESPN Radio in the playoffs. I'm a Toronto guy, and I happened to be on the Jose Bautista bat flip game in Game 5 against Texas. So, in college basketball, too. But I will say this 100% sincerely. When people say, if you could only have one moment, what is it? It's David Freese. It's the triple in the ninth, and it's the home run in the 11th. And I always feel like I'm shortchanging Lance Berkman when I tell the story that way, but because he had the big hit in the 10th.
Right.
But that game and that series were incredible. It really was, and I'll always remember that.
Hey, Dan, one last thing. I got to tell you this. October 3rd, the Cardinals wrap up their regular season here at home against the Cubs, and the Packers play at home against the Steelers that day, and I have a buddy that works for the Packers in Green Bay, so I'm going to make the trek to Lambeau. And I'm going to forego the Cardinals season finale so that I can see those two legendary, iconic fan bases and franchises.
My son, whether he wanted to or not, was kind of born into being a Packer fan. So, and so he and I have gone to Lambeau four times over the years, like every 3-4 years we kind of do it. I don't know if you've been, Randy, or not.
It's great.
It's just great. The funny part is the last time I had a buddy who had a buddy, and we sat in a private box, and we had a great time. But my son and I walked out of there and saying, it wasn't the same. My son, he's the guy with the big foam cheesehead hat, that kid. And if you're gonna go to Lambeau, that's the guy. That's what you want to do, right? You want to be at the 40-yard line, freezing your tail off, wearing green and gold and stuff like that. And it was we loved it. It was just fantastic. My kid's now gone off to college, so he's out of town and I don't get to do this with him anymore, but enjoy it. You'll have a great time. If you're a Packer fan, or if you're anybody, if you just like tradition and history and all that kind of stuff, it's a great place to go.
It's a bucket list item, isn't it? It's something
it
that every sports fan should do.
Absolutely. Got to be done.
Dan, looking forward to hearing you tomorrow. We always like talking to you. Thanks so much. I'm sure as the season goes on, we'll talk to you again. But we're looking forward to having you tonight here on 101 ESPN in St. Louis.
All right. Thank you. And Dan, enjoy your Sunday night off.
Yes. Thank you very much, I guess. Great catching up with you, Dan. Miss
you.
See you,
guys. See you down the road, I hope.
You got it.
Take care. The great Dan Schulman of
He's
of
awesome.
ESPN. He is phenomenal.
One of my favorites.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.